Bayview Bait and Tackle.
Hey, this is Adam from the Outdoor Show. Is Chris around?
Sure, hang on a second.
Thanks.
Howdy.
Chris, how the heck are you?
Okay.
Thought I'd give you a call and find out how the weekend went.
Generally not too bad. We got pretty good ice now. Our guys are spread out all over the bay now. Basically, north of Gladstone, you generally got at least a foot of ice up there. South of Gladstone, coming down probably the first half mile or so, they got at least 8 to 9 inches. From there, south to Escanaba, it sounds like they got about 6 inches.
So they're everywhere then?
They're getting pretty well spread out, yep. Yeah, there were quite a few guys fishing down around the mouth of the Escanaba River here, and a few guys did pretty good the Friday and Saturday. Sunday, by the time all the other people started showing up, it seems like it slowed down quite a bit down there.
How far out of the mouth do they get?
They're probably just a few hundred yards, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're spread out all around it, north and south, and down towards the ore docks.
Okay. They still fishing pike down by the ore dock?
I'm sure they're catching whatever wants to bite, basically. They're mainly targeting walleyes, but you'll get some nice pike mixed in with them. But can't say that I heard of any pike being caught down there over the weekend.
So the mouth of the Escanaba River, how deep of water are they fishing there typically?
They're going to be in anywhere from probably 25 to 40 feet of water.
Oh, that deep?
Yeah, yeah.
And then over by the ore dock, how deep?
Same thing.
Okay. And mostly
they
fishing.
Have to watch out there, though, this week. It sounds like they are still shipping ore into the ore docks here, and it sounds like there's going to be one of the freighters coming in here sometime in the next week. And
yeah, that's definitely
last
something.
Last I heard, they're probably going to be shipping ore at least through the middle part of February. So
wow.
Yeah, people got to be careful down around that area then.
Yeah, that's definitely something you got to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, get your attention, that's for sure.
Especially if you head out there in the darkness, you know, before daylight. You know, little do you know that a boat came through the day before and there's only an inch or two of ice.
Yeah.
After they come through, you know, that could be a seriously dangerous situation. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. What else can you tell me? Is there any places they're getting besides those two by Escanaba? They're getting out in the middle of the bay now, certain drop-offs or anything that they weren't able to reach before?
Basically, we got a lot of people that are working along the west side of the bay, south of Gladstone, all along that drop-off there.
Sure.
One of our customers was just here, and he said a couple of days ago he caught his biggest walleye ever. It was a 31.5-incher.
Wow.
Just jigging along that brake line on the west side there. So, yeah, you never know what you'll run into. It's been a lot of good eating-sized walleyes out in that area. It seems like south of Gladstone, you don't run into quite so many of the undersized walleyes, at least more of the ones you catch are keeper size.
And that brake line that basically runs across, parallel with US 2 down past the terrace and all that, mm-hmm. How far offshore is that typically?
It's only about a quarter mile or so. If you want to, it's a relatively easy walk to get out there, but they were taking snowmobiles and quads out there without any problems here over the weekend.
And is it pretty easy to spot on your Vexilar or your graph?
Oh, yeah, because you're just going over a shallow flat that's no more than 4 or 5 feet deep, and then it just instantly drops down into 35, 40 feet of water. And it's pretty easy to see. You'll see the line of shacks out there off the shore, and it's pretty easy to tell where the drop-off is at.
Chris, I really appreciate it. Anything else you want to mention? Are they catching perch along with walleye still here and there?
Up on the north end of the bay, north of Gladstone, they are. South of Gladstone, you typically don't run into too many perch, but up north, you can catch them all mixed in together. You will run into some whitefish south of Gladstone. Kind of nice thing with those is they'll usually bite all day long, not just in the mornings and the evenings. So it gives you something to do between the walleye bite during the day.
So the whitefish, are they biting mostly on spoons and things like ice starters and shiver minnows, or are they biting on live bait as well?
Well, you'll catch them if they're really active and aggressive. They'll jump on a jigging spoon or a rapala, something like that. But typically, you're better off fishing right on the bottom with a dead minnow or a piece of corn. Okay. Just let it lay right on the bottom.
Anybody ever fish single eggs in Little Bay Dinoc?
Occasionally, yeah. They'll catch fish like that, too. But when you clean these fish here, you almost always find little tiny gobies in their stomach.
Ah.
So they're kind of used to keying in on minnow-type stuff. And I'll usually just take a small perch minnow and thread it, right on a hook and just let it lay right on the bottom on a basic slip sinker rig like you would normally use for a single egg. And they seem to like that a lot.
Chris, I really appreciate it. Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle. And you guys are open every day, right?
Every day.
Give me your hours real quick if you don't
mind. Right now we're open every day from 7 to 5.
7 to 5. And a phone number if they want to get a hold of you?
We're at 906-786-1488.
Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle, thank you again, sir.
No problem.
And we'll be right back.